Hey guys, it's Tom here. Just wanted to give a little reminder that Tommy and I will be hitting the road for a Thanksgiving week tour of Stand By Your Band Live, Battle of the Bands, where we're going to be in Chicago Wednesday, the 27th of November at the Lincoln Lodge at 8 p.m. with guest judge Lisa Traeger, along with a bunch of great Chicago comics. We're going to be in Bloomington, Indiana, the 29th and the 30th. We're going to do a live podcast on the 29th with guest judge Jared Thompson, friend and foe of the show, along with some great comics there too. And that's the 29th. The 30th, we're doing a stand-up show where we've got some friends joining us. We're going to do have a bunch of little sets, and it's going to be very fun. So that's the 30th. That's Saturday. And Sunday, we are going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio at the Northside Yacht Club with guest judge Jeff Tate. You know him, you love him. Doug Loves Movies, Phenom. Come out to that. That one's, I think, 8:30. Northside Yacht Club. And again, a bunch of comics defending a variety of fun bands. And we would love to see you out there. All right, without further ado, enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined for another week by the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. This is very exciting. Big episode for us.
This is big. This is big because we have fan favorite Guy Montgomery back on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just say what a joy it is to be here with two of the greats. Two of the greats, not just in podcasting, but I say America.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't want to go worldwide?
No. I don't know if you've left the country, but there are some real gems out there.
Name one.
Jim Halpert?
Yeah, I can't do it off the top of my head, but they're out there.
Okay, good to know. We decided, you know, all the lists are coming out. It's end of the decade time.
Yeah.
I find many of them indulgent, but when we do it, it's not.
Yes, ours is going to be good. It's going to be good, like the one that Tommy's on, the list of sexual predators in Bushwick.
I don't even live in Bushwick anymore.
Yeah, but you're on that list, too. They know you pass through sometimes.
So we were inspired. We saw these. Pitchfork comes out with their top 200 songs of the decade. Did you see this guy?
Yeah, of course. I can't believe it. Every single time they get the exact 200 just right.
It is crazy that they nail it.
I'm always caught off guard. I think surely not again. And then bang, the 200 best songs. There they are, laid out in order.
In that perfect order, too.
Yeah. True. And it's objective.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the most impressive
part.
That is impressive. Anyone can release a subjective list.
Sure. Absolutely. Which is what we're probably going to do. But yeah, theirs is perfect. And even as an artist who created a song, you go, no. Lizzo's was better. Lizzo's was 30 songs better than mine.
I saw theirs, and I tweeted about how annoying these lists are, and then I spent 5 hours making my own. I was like, yeah, this whole thing's a waste of time, and I literally spent 5 hours making my top 200.
But I'm guessing you were doing that on the clock.
Oh, on company time, yep. Yeah. And boy, am I not going to be at that job soon.
Hell yeah.
Have you shared the anecdote that you told in the lounge on the podcast?
What lounge?
The lounge that we're in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, about
your lunch break.
I think you got to tell this lunch break story.
So I got booked for a show at 1:30 p.m. last Friday, and I didn't want to take off because I only have 1 week left at this job, so I couldn't really take off. So I schemed it, so I left right after my boss left for a meeting, and I got back before he got back. So my boss didn't see me. I thought I was totally in the clear. And then one of the building engineers walks into the office. He's this Italian guy. He just points at me and he goes, 2 hour lunch break. You put your reputation in the garbage. And that's been hanging over my head ever since.
Have you seen that guy around the office before that interaction?
Yes. And he often makes fun of me.
I see.
His big thing is that they found me outside of the Home Depot. It's his big thing that he always
says. Was he doing a bit when he said that, or was he sincerely saying that your reputation is in tatters?
I think he was half joking because the look he gave me was one of
non-joke
of disapproval. Yeah. Yes.
That would haunt me till the day I die, I think.
Do you think he would be more or less, he'd be impressed or he'd think less of you if you said, no, you don't understand. I had a lunchtime gig.
Yes.
The much sought after 1:30 p.m. stand-up comedy beat.
I was doing music on the show, so I'm holding a guitar. It was so clear. I was like,
you're like, yep, my trusty lunch pail. Giant guitar case.
You wouldn't believe how many sandwiches you could fit in this thing.
It's like how Jackson Galaxy carries around his cat stuff in a guitar case. Oh, man. Anyway, the theory today, the plan for today, not the theory. We don't have a theory. This is a plan. Mm-hmm. Tommy and I decided we would give each other, we'd pick six songs as a collective to be the best songs of the decade.
And then we'd have one of our favorite guests on his fourth time on the podcast pick his six songs, and maybe you guys tweet in what you think are the better six.
That's a good, yeah. Hey, if you have a better six, why don't you send them on?
So do you mean a better six that we're competing with one another?
That's a good point.
That's what I'm saying. It's Guy versus Tom and Tommy.
What if we have double ups?
There is a very
that's
high
a good
chance.
Question. That's a good point. If we have double ups, you strike that from the record.
Okay. So it could be, you know, say we got five the same and then one different. It would come down to
it. Comes down to that one song.
And
yeah.
That very well could happen.
I could see that happening because, I mean, how many songs were there?
I can think of 10.
One a year.
Tough to narrow it down. Yeah.
Tommy, do you want to start or shall I?
So when I was having such a hard time narrowing it down. So I decided to do is I've got my list of 200, which you can find on Spotify if you friend me on Spotify.
Yes.
I'm just going to random roulette for my 200.
Oh,
I'm
my
pick three.
God.
That's how I'm going to do my three.
So Tommy, put that gun away.
Do you believe that all these 200 songs are... They're not ordered. It's just the 200 best.
They're ordered in no way. I just spent all this time thinking of like... I tried to be... have them kind of represent different styles of music I've liked. Like, I didn't want it all to be sad indie music, which is a lot of what I actually listen to. You know, I wanted some of the rap, some of the Taylor Swift, some of the fun stuff I listen to also.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just going to randomly, blindly scroll, and I will pick three. I'll do them. I'll be the first to do it. And if you guys want to verify that I'm going to be doing this blind.
Yeah.
His eyes are shut.
It's true. And he's got a walking cane.
Yeah, and he looks quite decrepit. But the closer he gets, it looks like he's got... Oh, no, he's fallen. Wait, it's a very high-end roly-poly. He's fine.
I look decrepit. All right, first song will be...
I was trying to channel Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka.
All right, this is a song from the recent LCD Sound System album, their comeback album.
Oh, interesting.
This was my favorite song off that album, and it is called Tonight.
Everybody sing the same song. It goes tonight, 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 tonight. I never realized tonight. These artists thought so much about dying. But truth be told, we all have the same end. Could make you cry, 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 cry. But I'm telling you, this is the best news you're getting all week. Oh, sure, it's ruling the airwaves.
Listen to this part.
But what remains of the airwaves?
Oh, shit, got him.
And we're frankly thankful for the market psychology you're hipping us to.
I'm gonna skip forward a little bit.
Said to carry the cocksure MEMS stick film with my own late era middle aged rambling.
Every love and favors the same things. It's all touch me, touch me, touch me, touch me. We maybe realize what it is we need before we die. And luck is always better than skill at things.
Sky, what do you think, LCD Sound System? I think they're an interesting band to talk about this decade because they had their final album this decade and they had their big documentary about their final shows at Madison Square Garden. But then they also, 5 years later, decided to come back and had their comeback album. So it's two very different albums. I don't know. Do you ever listen to them? Do you care about them?
I love LCD Sound System. One of my best live music experiences was on that farewell tour. They did. It wasn't like an entire show, but they played a set at Big Day Out, which is like a big Australian and New Zealand Music Festival.
Wow.
And I'm a huge fan. And when this album came out, I went ballistic on it.
American
naturally,
Dream.
Because you're so excited for it to be out.
Yeah.
And I think it got a little underrated because there were some people mad that they were coming back. And
sure.
I think it's a great LCD sound system.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess people experience things so intensely. I feel like I don't know if it's my nature, but I enjoy it all from like some safe distance where I don't feel so invested in the narrative of like them retiring and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great band. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
Like
and
all, you know, what sort of diehard fans are annoyed that their band is one of their favorite bands is coming back and not
That's
just coming
so
back,
funny.
But like also releasing an album, which is of as high a quality as yeah. their output before. I'd understand if they released a turd.
Yeah.
But it was awesome.
Hell yeah. One of the most embarrassing things about my music fandom is that I didn't start listening to LCD Sound System until after I saw Shut Up and Play the Hits, the documentary about
yeah.
them, which I'm always very embarrassed to tell people, but it's true.
I think, I don't think you need to feel it. You found them.
That's
what
true.
Difference does it make?
Yeah.
People discover different shit all the time. Does that mean I'm not allowed to like Led Zeppelin? Because I just been listening to some of those LPs on wax and brother. Those guys know how to rock and roll.
I have a very distinct memory of when I was a little boy, I went to a White Sox game, and I was wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt. This was like peak of my Led Zeppelin fandom. I'm like 12-year-old boy when he really like nothing could be better than Led Zeppelin. And the guy taking tickets said, "Little boy, what do you know about Led Zeppelin?" And I said, "Only that they're the greatest rock band of all time." And then he high-fived me, and I was like, that was the coolest thing that's ever happened to anyone.
As a 12-year-old, that is the coolest
that
thing
is
possible.
Cool.
Really
that
was.
Is very cool. I have an embarrassing thing, too, on par with your seeing the doc. I didn't get into the music of Bradley Cooper until I saw A Star Is Born.
Until I saw American Sniper.
I didn't get into the military until I saw Jarhead.
There has to be one person who saw American Sniper and was like, fucking, I'm signing up.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Are you kidding? Yeah, no, I'm big time.
That's how I felt after I saw The Mule. First time I tried cocaine. Stepped out of the cinema. I said, one cocaine. Never look back.
That would be a smart move to be standing outside of the theater selling cocaine after that movie.
All right, I'm going to do another one of my blind rolls.
By the way, I have to tell you, I'm pretty pissed that you're doing it this way. It really irks me. Having deliberated over this for the last hour and a half, I'm pretty upset that you're just randomly doing it.
But Tommy has put 5 hours into curating 200, you know, like.
Yeah, but picking randomly defeats the whole thing.
It increases my respect to labor over something with such intensity and then throw it all away.
Well, it is a cop-out, but that was my favorite movie of the decade.
Selected randomly on the AMC app.
I'm not deciding my favorite movie until I see that John Cena fireman movie. I'm just holding out.
I think.
All right, so I just landed on one that was going to be, swear to God, this was going to be one of my three if I didn't
okay.
pick three.
What do we got?
Nobody by Mitski.
Oh, this is great. I almost put this on mine, too.
Do you know the song, Guy?
I'll find out, but I don't know it by name.
This is a great song. I had a feeling you were going to do this. It's got a great video, too.
Yeah. Do a little skip ahead again. Try to get the key change. Oh, yeah, here it comes. Key change.
Oh, this is nice. I don't know if this is sacrilegious, but there are shades of Get Lucky from Daft Punk's guitar lick in there in the background.
Yeah, get out of our home.
Me and the cats.
So Mitski, had you never heard of Mitski at all?
I've heard of Mitski. Yes. I've seen people, absolutely pouring adoration over here online before.
Yes.
And I guess it's one of those ones where I feel somewhat compelled to check it out, but I just haven't, you know. There's too much to get to
right,
do it all.
Yes.
So happy for this to be my introduction.
Well, Mitski is someone that it's the exact opposite end of LCD Sound System, where I feel like a hipster about Mitski.
I see.
Because I saw her like 5 years ago and was obsessed with her. And then this was last year when her last album came out was the year that everyone was posting on Twitter and Instagram about seeing her. And it was like crying at a Mitski show was like basically a meme at a certain point because so many people were posting about it. And I just got to sit there with my mustache and You weren't there. You were in the trenches. Me and Chris Kyle.
It's such an interesting thing, that notion of protectiveness over the music we like.
Yeah.
It's like, really, you should want everything for the artist you love.
Of course.
It's such a bizarre connect. You know, if you think about it as a comedian, it's like it's sweet that people have liked you from the beginning, but at a certain point when, you know, lots of people like you, you wouldn't be like... angry at those people for suddenly liking you.
Yeah, well, where were you?
For the love of God, please don't keep us a secret. Intentionally.
I'm keeping the Stand By Your Band boys for myself.
That's what I tell myself has been restricting my career, is the pure dedication of the hardcore Montgomery fans.
They beat the shit out of somebody wearing your shirt. You weren't there! I used to like this comedian, but his other fans
are just
terrifying.
The 34 people who saw me my first ever gig and no one else.
Everybody else is fake fans. Oh boy.
All right.
Let's hear one more.
I'm happy that worked out.
These are
two artists I've listened to a bunch, so far I'd say this plan has been successful. But we'll see how the third one is.
Yeah.
Third one could be a real stinker.
Did you put stinkers
on
this?
No, I hope there's no stinkers. Okay.
Nobody knows.
That one I had to stop because I was at the radio portion where they're doing suggestions, and that does not count.
No.
All right. Okay. Here we go. This doesn't count either. All right.
Oh, boy.
Now, this was a fun one. A song I don't listen to that much anymore, but I listened to it so many times when I first saw the performance, and you'll know what performance I talk about when I play it. Do you remember this?
I do. Yeah. I remember the performance vividly.
Yes.
Is that Letterman?
Future Islands on Letterman.
Yeah.
One of the greatest late night sets of all time. That and Tom Tykar's Conan.
Thank you.
That felt like one of those unifying moments of the internet before it splintered even more, where everyone was talking about this particular performance.
Totally. And no, there was no like backlash.
Yeah. You've done well here. This is great. I've got my foot tapping.
I remember listening to this whole album. There's a lot of great songs on it, but some of them were too scary. He does a scary voice.
A scary song, yeah. This is very good. I just thought of another one. Damn. This is so hard.
It's like impossible.
It is. Yeah, it is an impossible task.
It was hard to narrow it down to 200. There are a lot of songs I like that I left off. And I tried to limit the amount per artist, too. I was like, I don't want more than five by any artist. Which made it even harder.
Ooh, I might be adding a last second.
But you weren't, by the end of that, you weren't sort of scraping to find artists independent from who you like. You were still cutting shit you loved.
And then I would remember something and I'd look through and find something to cut and it was like a real, So please, if you have any interest, please shuffle through this playlist because I wasted so much time.
I'll be checking it out.
I made a much shorter playlist today because I couldn't decide, but I'm still like... I feel like I'm at a restaurant right now, and everybody else is ready to order. I'm like, I'll figure it out by the time you're done.
You don't know until you've said the wrong thing and they walk away.
I don't even like gravy.
Isn't it funny, though, like to think of the way we apply our time? Because Tommy is in his office job has found carved out 5 hours within the working week to make a list, and you, the full time comedian,
no time.
I just can't find it. So the more time you have to yourself, the less productive you become.
True. Yeah,
at a terrifying.
Although I would argue, I don't know how productive this is. but I got cats to feed.
Yeah, man, these cats are fucking crazy.
They're insane right now. The thing is,
one of them has jumped onto the mixing desk.
You heard just call him a devil or whatever earlier.
On command.
All right. So let's switch over to Tom's.
Yeah, baby. Three.
While we do this, Guy, what was going on in your personal life this decade?
Oh, man.
Just
it's
give
been
a quick synopsis.
Yeah, tell
it's
us
been
the
a
truth.
Big decade. What is it now? It's 2019.
Yes.
So that would mean.
Starting in 2010.
Wow. I mean, what is a decade?
Well, start
really?
From the beginning.
Yeah. why is it?
Your parents are going from end to end.
I believe I started. I started the decade reeling from my first heartbreak.
Is that true?
As I recall, yeah.
I hear this.
I've since built myself back together, you know, to be whole once more.
Yeah.
And
how
it only
long did
took
that take?
10 long years.
Oh, you just became whole.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not entirely true. The first part was true, but it didn't take 10 years.
What, have you lived on 3 continents in this decade?
No, I've lived on 2 continents in this decade. My entire comedy career is contained within this decade.
Oh, yeah.
And to
Me
think
too.
That I'm here in an apartment in New York City with a couple of other people toiling away is somewhat satisfying.
I wouldn't. I don't love the word choice of toiling.
Yeah, wait.
I've been toiling. Do you feel like you've been toiling?
I'm not toiling. I'm boiling.
Yeah, Jim Boylan, the Bulls coach.
Yeah, I drag him. Or yeah. Champion him. I don't know about the Bulls coach. Yeah, okay, you know, he stinks. What do you think about Mitch Trubisky?
I feel bad for him. I think he sucks, but I feel bad for him.
Why?
He's just seemed so sad when they took him out of
he's
the game.
Fine.
He did look very sad. Well, that's what you look like when your hip is a little sore.
And it's not his fault.
Handsome young millionaire.
He is
his whole life in front of him.
Right.
And he famously...
So what? You're not good at the one thing you spent your whole life practicing. Get over it.
I get it, buddy.
He did famously tweet, "I love kissing titties."
Yeah, yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm a fan.
That's why I was always
I like that he talks like a Billy the Bass. I'm the guy who thinks that it's Billy the Bass singing those songs.
He didn't ask to be drafted ahead of those guys, and that's a sad sight. He had a tough decade.
Yeah, that is tough.
I think he had an incredible decade. Well, it got a little bit hard at the end.
Yeah,
look
right.
at his decade before then. He True. Loved titties so much and was so confident within himself. He went on to Twitter and told everyone how much he loved kissing titties. That is a good decade.
Man. That's how you know this guy's straight. Everybody else is on the spectrum. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I like that.
There's anything wrong with that.
All right. There's one song that I'm certain belongs on this list for
I
me.
I think I know what it is.
I don't think you will. But I have a feeling. Were you gonna guess always?
I was gonna guess Archie Marry Me.
That is on my list, although I don't. I was torn between two always songs. Archie Marry Me. In fact, I'm just gonna switch over to the always song.
Fun
now.
Listening to a panic attack, everybody.
I'm losing my mind right now. Archie Marry Me is the song that got people into Always,
yes.
And the reason that I listened to the album, and that is. Top 3 albums for me of the decade mm-hmm. is that Always album. It's front to back great. There's nothing I skip. I love it so much. But Archie Marry Me is not my favorite song on the album.
Whoa.
I think I'm in fact I'm going to play I want people to I love an Undertow's from the
is
second
that the
album.
The other album? Okay.
Ones Who Love You has my favorite part of any Always song.
All
and
right.
So let's hear some of that. And if you haven't listened to Always, please listen to Archie Marry Me.
Because
I feel like, yeah, it's 2 V's, which is, I guess, kind of annoying to some people. But I really love them, and I really think that their self-titled album is perfect. I really like the second album, too, but the first one I think is solid all the way through. And I've listened to it probably more than any other album that I have. But this is a song called Ones Who Love You from their self-titled, and I'm going to skip around in this, too.
Take it from the ones who leave the ones who leave.
song fucking rules.
Yes! So amazing. Fucking good.
So good.
That is probably my favorite use of fuck in a song because her voice is so good, and then the way that it just pops down to the drums, it's so fucking good. I'm glad you liked that. Archie Marry Me is a great song, but I love that song. That one does
Archie
it for
Marry
me more
Me
than
is probably the most accessible.
Yes.
But yeah, I agree. That's
I don't know. I don't know. I've heard of this band.
They're not like crazy popular. Yeah. They only have two albums, but they're a Montreal band or Toronto. They're either Toronto or I can't remember if they're Toronto or Montreal. I think they might be Toronto actually. Because I did the JFL road show in Toronto, and I would use Archie Marry Me as my opening song every night, and no one gave a shit. I thought people would be like, he knows.
You got to
no
play cared. Nice for What by Drake.
Oh yeah, that's actually also on my list because that song is fucking great.
Yeah, it's a very good song.
Check out Always. That is my favorite song, probably.
I actually went into my Spotify and found the song.
Hell yeah.
And put it on my playlist.
I love it, baby.
For the month when I was listening.
I'm telling you, front to back, that song, that album is that's one you can just put on. And I got into them just because of Archie Marry Me, and then I was on a plane and I realized I had looped the album like six times. And I was like, oh shit, that flew by.
A plane is a very nice place to be listening to new music.
You know what? I think you just found a seventh way to listen to music. All right.
What do you think they were listening to on that Malaysian plane?
Oh my god.
Hopefully something that's nostalgic and reflective.
Now this is where it's going to start to get dicey, but there's one song
it's
that
Andrew Dice Clay's greatest hit.
After one song?
Well, yeah, now I have to make a choice.
I thought the rest of the music was pretty shit this decade.
Now I only heard one song in the decade. The problem I have is that there's so much good shit here. But there's one song that I think has to go. But there's fuck. It's so hard because I love this song, but I love other songs maybe more. Fuck. The thing is, all right. So Frank Ocean was probably my favorite artist of the decade. He put out Blonde is maybe my favorite overall album. And then also the song.
I think that was Pitchfork's number one album. I'm pretty sure.
I think that's true. That's the only reason I felt a little basic being not that Pitchfork's in it. But that was one album I totally agreed with them on. I thought it sounded different than anybody else, and it's so good. And like the song, well, it's weird. I thought that I put. Did I not put?
I think My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was my number one, and that was high on every list of ranking. So I don't think you have to worry. I mean, it's like a big work of art, you know?
The problem that I run into with the Frank Ocean stuff is I don't know what I would pick as the best song because, one, Blonde has got a bunch of great songs, but maybe the best song is from Channel Orange. Thinking About You might be
it's
the best song.
Pretty hard to argue against.
So yeah. I'm going to...
That's on my list. That's on my top 200.
I might be playing that, but I think Nights and Solo from...
Solo was on my top 200 also.
Solo might be the one that I play here. In fact, fuck it. We've heard Thinking About You. I want to play Solo because it is just such a goddamn good song. I also... Man, I'm having trouble because a couple Hop-Along songs are up there for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were probably the band... I listened to the most the last 5 years, I would say, Hop-Along.
There's two albums that I've listened to, like, just worn them out from them over the last, like, 2 years, and that was probably the best live show that I saw in the last, like, 5 years. It was so good.
Sky, what was your favorite live show of the decade?
Well, outside of...
Jesus.
What's that?
That's just a box.
That's a box. Outside of that LCD experience... I saw a Flying Lotus show at Brooklyn Steel. It was a 3D show that he had taken on the road.
Uh-huh.
So and there's it was a confluence of circumstances. You know, it's impossible to sort of delineate between the stage of your life and the experience of the show. But that was not long after I'd moved here, and I'd found it's wrapped up in a whole lot of other memories. But one of the most euphoric gig experiences I can remember.
Yeah.
And I love his music as well.
I saw Drive By Truckers there, and I like had an emotional breakdown. So I was just like, "This is so good." And I was just like, "Yeah, it's just one of those that venue. It's great." Yeah. All right, let's hear. Fuck, I'm still struggling here between solo, self-control, and nights.
What was your best gig experience?
I would say two totally contradictory. Ones that come to mind are seeing. I saw Bruce for the first time this decade at Wrigley Field.
Right, and Milo Yiannopoulos at.
Wrigley Field's my favorite place in the world, and I'd never seen a Bruce Springsteen concert, and it was just like.
You went in wearing a Led Zeppelin t-shirt, and someone said, "Hey, man, what do you know about Led Zeppelin?" So they're the second best rock act of all time.
And then the other one, I was going to say Brooklyn Steel Show also, which is embarrassing, but seeing Boy Genius at Brooklyn Steel. Was really incredible because I don't know if you know Boy Genius, but it's Phoebe Bridgers, Lucy Dacus, and Julian Baker, and they each played solo sets, and then they all played as a group.
Oh, that's beautiful!
And it was like four incredible shows in one night, and it was just like it was breathtaking.
That's awesome. All right, I'm just gonna play Nights. I basically it was a coin flip. Oh wait, I'm gonna start. Round the city, round the clock.
Everybody needs you. You know the song's about me?
Is that right? Although you got Buku family, you don't even got nobody being honest with you. Free till I evaporate. My whole body see through. Transportation handmade. And I know it better than most people. I don't trust them anyways. You can't break the law with them. Get some good, she have a calm night. Shooters killing left and right. Working through your worst night. If I get my money right, you know I won't need you. Can I tell you? I hope the sack is full up. I'm fucking, oh, I'm fucked up. Spend it when I get that. I ain't trying to keep you. Can't keep up a conversation. Can't nobody read you. Why your eyes well up? Did you call me from a seance? You were from my past life. Hope you're doing well, bro. I've been out here head first. Always like the head first. Signal coming in and out. Hope you're doing well, bro. Everybody needs you. Damn, it's so hard to pick a part to skip to because it evolves so much. This feel like a quaalude. No sleep in my body.
Like this is a move that Usher popularized in like Confessions Part 2 or something.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, and also song. Here's a little bit of a fucking amazing song.
That's so true. Oh, I love that. This is I love this part. There it is. Every night fucks every day up. Every day patches the night up. Oh God, you should match it, it's that KO. No white lighters till I fuck my 28th up. 1998, my family had the Acura. Oh, the legend. Kept at least 6 discs in the changer. Back on Boswell and Percy had it active. Yeah, I gotta stop it. I love that song so much. It's so fucking great. Good. But yeah, that whole album is great. It's hard to pick. And Think About You is another example of it's... it's his most accessible song, I think, but it's all good. And also Chanel is up there for me too, mm-hmm. which is just a single that he put out
very recently.
Yeah. I think maybe 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. Because Sonia, our old roommate, got me into it. She was like, oh, have you listened to the new Frank? And it was when we lived together. Now this last one is going to be fucking impossible because the one that I was going to play to begin with.
The blind method.
Well, I've heard of that. Should I do that? The thing is, I'd be too disappointed by some of them, I think. Because I put
what,
like.
Then what the fucking hell are they doing on the list?
I know. Well, this is how you weed it out. Because I'm torn between a national song and a car seat headrest song now. And I was going to. I'll just tell you the one that I was going to do before you said the always thing. I was going to do Redbone from Childish Gambino because I think that's just a great song. But instead, I'm going to play This Is the Last Time from the National. Thank you.
100 times yourself. I wish everybody knew what's so great about you. Oh, but your love is such a swamp. You don't think before you jump. And I said I wouldn't get sucked in. This is the last time. Oh, don't tell anyone I'm here. I got Tylenol and beer. I was thinking that you'd call somebody closer to you. Oh, but your love is such a swamp. You're the only thing I want. And I said I wouldn't cry about it. Can't get these thoughts out of me. Jenny, I'm still a double. I know this changes everything. Jenny, I
too much of this one because we're starting to run low on time.
Before we get to Guy really quick,
yeah,
let's read off some of the Facebook
comments. There were some good ones, and somebody put one that I almost put on mine also.
There were a couple of those, and I was like, damn, that's a good choice.
Yeah. Somebody, I'll just read it off here.
Hannah Hunt, someone put
that's the one that I was, like, that's on my list for sure. Yeah. That's probably, I mean, it's definitely my favorite Vampire Weekend song of the decade.
It's my favorite Vampire Weekend
song. It might be ever. Yeah, it might be ever. That was the first one that I saw that I was like, shit. I put this National song because it's another one where it's a front-to-back just banger album. Mm-hmm. Every song is great.
Great cover, too.
Killer cover. It's hanging on my wall up there. Let's see here. It's a kind of a creepy cover, too. It's like a lady's head that's halfway in a mirror. It's pretty crazy. All right, let's see some of these on Facebook. We've got Old Town Road from Sam Ash McHale. Go fuck yourself. no offense.
Love you, Sam.
Robbie Goodwin put Runaway from Kanye West, which that one is hard not to put in there. All of you from John Legend is from Alex Schubert. I
Sexiest
can't even
man
believe
of the year?
That's crazy.
John Legend got voted?
Who do you guys think was the sexiest man of the
easily
decade?
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Answer.
I mean, there's just no other answer. And second, Guy Montgomery.
Oh
my God. Who the hell's this Michael B. Jordan guy got to beat out?
Let's see. Somebody put the Righteous Gemstones song Misbehavin', which I am about to get to that episode, but people keep telling me that's good. Yeah. Courtney Barnett's Avant Gardener.
Great
that's
song.
Pretty good.
Courtney Barnett's got like, I think the five songs are on my playlist.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, Larry Fulford wrote The National Demons. Demons is great. I think that's one of those that I wore out for myself. It's off the same album that I just played. But it's kind of like Archie Marry Me, but where you can just play the fuck out of it. And it's the song that got me into The National, actually. That and Terrible Love.
Mine was Blood Buzz, Ohio.
That's a great fucking
song.
Mine
was the Star Spangled Banner.
Guy, I think you're confused.
No,
I think I get it.
It's funny. That album, that's from Boxer, right?
I believe so.
That album has been in my car for the last 4 years, I don't use But so whenever I don't have a plug-in or whatever, I've just listened to that album a billion times. So I've heard that song more than probably any other song. That album.
Can
more
I
than
just
any other album.
Say, apropos of nothing, that America is the greatest country on earth.
That's why you're so sexy.
Our language now. Yeah. Oh, the fans are going to eat this one up. Tyler Jackson wrote Archie Marry Me.
Yep.
Okay, go. This too shall pass. Weird to see an Okay Go listing.
I mean, they're the best treadmill music video.
Oh, that is. Somebody put and Modest Mouse is one of my favorite bands of all time, but not like they didn't put anything out in the 2010s that I would put in my top 100.
That's bad news for good people who love. Oh God, I can't do it. I tried.
So fucking close.
The thought was there.
Oh boy, we were dead before the ships were sinking. Josh O'Neill put Car Seat Headrest, Drunk Driver / Killer Whales, which is a great fucking song.
I've been re-listening to that album.
I've been
inexplicably.
I've been playing it the last 2 weeks, and I. It's one of my top five albums of the of the last 5 years, probably. I fucking love it. I don't know about decade, but like maybe though.
About Car Seat Headrest?
What's that?
This is gonna be mean. But saw what he looked like, and I liked him less.
I liked him more because he looks kind of dorky.
Yeah,
I like that. He looks kind of like shit. I'm not gonna be able to pull it. Anyway, I he's also young as fuck.
Yes.
Which you're usually into. But I was gonna play the song "Joe Gets Kicked Out of School" for using Joy. It's one of my. It's got one of my favorite lyrics of all time, which is that. He says, hangovers feel good when you know it's the last one. Mm. Then you feel so good that you have another one.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think about it every time I have a hangover. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to drink again. And then I'm like, and then if you start to feel good, you're going to have another one.
So, Hangover 3, one of the best movies.
Hangovers are good when you know it's the last one. Then you feel so good that you make another one.
The Todd Phillips theme. Yeah.
Oh boy, Casey Musgraves. That's interesting.
What'd she write?
She wrote Beyonce's Formation. Stephen Castillo writes Uptown Funk. That's a fair argument. Surprised to see nobody put Lizzo on here because I do. I actually think that she's got a couple that they qualify. Somebody put Fleet. Oh,
I think she does. Did she release music in the last 10 years?
Tyler Snodgrass writes Nameless Faceless by Courtney Barnett. You Can Have the Crown by Sergio Simpson. I would have put Turtles All the Way Down on my list. And then Helplessness Blues by Fleet Foxes, I also agree. And Perth by Bon Iver. That's a great song. I might put Holocene over it, though. Yeah, that's... That's Facebook, baby.
Put a lot of Father John Misty in my playlist.
Yes, Chateau Lobby number 4 is the first one on my list. It's so hard to pick.
I know we all hate the man, but he put out some amazing music this
time.
Why does no one like this man?
He's an asshole.
Yeah, he's got a bad reputation
but he made some
of
great
being
albums.
An asshole. But it's hard because, Flea Fox is great, too. It's tough. All right, let's get to the man of the hour.
Guy, can you, before you start playing, will you tell us a little bit about your process?
Probably not too dissimilar from you guys, somewhere in between. I remember when I got Spotify, I think it was in 2016. It was really late. And I sort of...
Well, you saw that Trump one. And you thought,
yeah.
I think that's when I got... No, I got it when we moved
any,
in.
I wanted to see if he'd made any playlists.
I remember having it in college with ads. So it must have been 2011, 2012.
Yeah. So very late adapter. And I'd sort of like... I'd been just down to the music I had saved on my iTunes or whatever. And so I was getting... I'd stop download... You know, like it was getting harder to down... To illegally download, or it was more laborious to do it that way. And so I was a late adapter. And then when I got into it, I just couldn't stop. And so I've been making monthly playlists.
Do you make monthly playlists?
Yeah, not just of music from the year or month, obviously.
Yeah,
I'm going to follow you, guy.
I sort of, about halfway into the decade, I really started going crazy. And then, of course, the more information. But so all that to say, listening to you, like it's the same process. We're listening to you guys choose the music you want to play.
Right.
And then thinking about, that's what makes those Pitchfork lists so impressive is that they get it right.
Right.
And we're just a bloody bunch of armchair experts sitting around with our thumb up our ass hoping for the best.
Yeah, hey, it feels good.
But I feel pretty good about these choices and, thankfully, none of the same ones either. So,
are these in order or are these?
No particular order. I got it down to 10.
Okay.
And then I'm choosing as I go.
You whittle it down to 6 from those 10. Okay, cool.
And that should be, it might be.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should. It's quite a popular song. Here it comes. This bit's sick. I'm just going to skip to the chorus here.
Sure.
So that's Pressure Man by the Feelers. Because the reason it counts is because that is from an album that was released in 1998, but they remastered it in 2015.
I guess that's a technicality.
Yeah, I guess that fits.
And that kind of makes sense because you want to get like one New Zealand band in.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You got to stay, you know.
It's doing this podcast is kind of what reintroduced me to that song. I can't remember if I said I liked it or not at the time, but then I was listening to it again. I was like, right. This actually fucking rules.
and that is something we debated the whole day.
I don't know if we agreed about that, but
yeah.
Well, it's nice to get some New Zealand, you know, like, there's a large amount of your listeners are American, so it's good to.
Yeah, like we picked kind of some stuff that maybe people, it's not going to be number one on the Billboard chart next to, I picked Blonde, but. It's been one out of six New Zealand songs. That's fine. We didn't have any out of our six that were New Zealand,
which is crazy because there were some good musicians coming out of New Zealand in the last decade.
Who you got?
Well, I'm thinking about Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Oh, I love them. I almost put one of their songs. I didn't know they were from New Zealand.
The creative visionary is.
Oh, okay.
But he he's based out of Portland, I believe. But he's a Kiwi. He used to be in a band called the Mint Chicks.
Very fun.
Who rock. But anyway, Chaos in the CBD, there's a slew of incredible New Zealand music that's been, you know, released internationally. Chelsea Jade. But it's nice to get a Kiwi song on there. Should I go for my next one?
Let's hear another one. This one before.
I should have known better. And now I'm sitting trying to count my loss. But you're my reason to live.
I'm trying to find my angel. Hear that violin? That's so fucking nice.
This time. Well, if you
want it when you're gone. Yeah, so
that's true.
So that's
that was the Feelers again. Feelers,
yeah, that's Fishing for Lisa. So that's off their 2001 album, Communicate.
Did that get remastered?
That didn't get remastered. Technically, it shouldn't be on the list, but I sort of
you have dyslexia, so you.
All right, we're back. Finish the riff, Tommy.
You know, Taking Back Sunday has been a decade under the influence. What do you think of that?
I think that's pretty hardcore.
I got a bad feeling about that.
All right. Sorry for the mishap there. I'll have to keep an eye on this. So we'll kind of have to rush through the last four. And I have a feeling that these next four are going to be really good because
I'm hoping you kind of cross genres a little bit because these kind of have the same flavor.
I
your first two.
Had a similar rule to you where I tried to not go over five songs by the same artist.
Did you achieve that?
Well, in a way. This is nice. Can you imagine if you jam this out as a riff on your guitar, how happy you'd be? That's great.
That would be sick.
It'd be so easy to
No, but because you'd have to record it as well.
Yeah,
so
that's true. All of us, like the light.
We'll see you soon, give up yourself. So this one is off the 2015 remaster.
Oh, there you go.
It does qualify. I'll just fast forward. Ooh. So you can really feel the drums now.
Yeah, I remember the earlier mix. You can really hear the drums.
Yeah, that earlier one sucked.
I actually spearheaded a GoFundMe to get this remaster done, and the band were against it.
Come my little.
He's really going to go into it now. Come my little. Gee whiz. Can you feel that in your bones?
I think it's hard to argue that is one of the best songs of the decade.
True.
Yeah.
So
That was
the Feelers. Venus by the Feelers.
Yes. Oh, that was the Feelers again. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that one was also by the that is embarrassing. That one was also by the Feelers. But this next one, this is a stadium anthem.
Oh, it's gotta
somewhat
be...
overlooked. Like it's good. It goes off at sports games. You've probably
sure
Seven Nation Army or
oh yeah, that's a
that
good
was before
one.
That was too early.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So it must be something else.
What would be? All right, I think I'm starting to see what's happening here. Guy make picked a really songs. Good playlist.
This is good. This is great.
If I remember that it's not too late, if this is love, if this is hate, and I got a feeling and I hope it's not too late.
Sing it, brother.
This is good. This is more.
This is good.
This is a given and it's not a reward. This is yours.
Even the cats are getting into it.
Yeah.
This one's like a, it's almost like a meta commentary on your playlist.
Right.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is good.
Too big to be contained. I'm just going to, I reckon we've only got time for one more probably.
Yeah, yeah.
And this last one's controversial, but I still think it's I think this is a great song. And, you know, it's not of the decade, to be totally honest with you,
okay.
but it's still one of the greatest songs you've recorded. Oh, sorry, it's still going.
You sick New Zealand fuck.
Can you believe they released this?
Wait, are you playing the original or the radio? That's the
radio.
You better
believe I'm playing the original.
Well, it doesn't say let.
In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme.
Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Isn't it so good that Will.i.am trots out the line that everyone uses, which is, in this context, I mean, no disrespect. So please enjoy our song, Let's Get Retarded.
That's so funny to have to, yeah, he has to say, look, I mean it, but in a good way.
If you've written that into the song, you know you're doing something wrong. Anyway, greatest song of the millennium.
Guy, you sick fuck. You did it to us again, but then you twisted it. You twisted that knife into us.
I think your playlist wins. No one needs to do
this. Nah, vote, yeah, vote.
Yeah, right. Vote online. Tweet at us. I do want to say Jared did have one note. He didn't want to leave a voicemail, but
I hope he sings that one note.
What he said, I told him what we were going to do, and he said, man, you guys really have a lot of faith in a barely funny in the first place premise.
Oh my god.
Piece of shit.
What the
fuck? So, get his ass, go after him, and it is funny.
And yeah, you know we are changing our name to Never Not Barely Funny.
I am now putting on one of my favorite songs of the genuine songs of the decade. Which
Genuine?
Is, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, these are two New Zealand brothers who have a record label out of London now, and they're called Chaos in the CBD. This is probably my most listened to song of the decade. It's quite soothing, sort of house
I do like
electro.
It.
It's called Midnight in Peckham, which is a
I enjoy this.
A district in London.
Is that near District 9?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's right next to Area 51. It's between Area 51 and District 9. But I thought we could just talk over this as you wrap up the podcast.
I like
it. I did want to get one. I felt
I like
jealous
it.
When you guys
No. It was fun. I got to be honest. I didn't realize how much fun we were going to have doing the, like, actually listening to music that we enjoy. Maybe we started a bad podcast.
Have you ever seen that movie about this? County, Pendant like
Peckham. Pendant like Peckham.
Oh, God.
I'm just wondering if he saw it.
We have to plug our tour that's coming up.
Yes.
We're doing a little Thanksgiving tour. The day before Thanksgiving, we're going to be in Chicago at the Lincoln Lodge doing live Battle of the Band, or live Stand By Your Band, Battle of the Bands, where we have comedians defending, they're each defending a band in a tournament. For the ages, you know, it'll be fun. And then we're also doing that in Bloomington, Indiana at the Comedy Attic the day after Thanksgiving. That's Black Friday. And we're going to be doing a stand-up show also on Saturday at the Comedy Attic.
And then Sunday
we're going to be in Cincinnati at Northside Yacht Club.
Guest judges for all of them. In Chicago, we have Lisa Traeger. In Indiana, we have the man who just insulted us, Jared Thompson. So come say it to his face.
Sunday, Jeff Tate.
Sunday will be Jeff Tate. It's going to be a great time. Come out to those. Guy, what do you got, buddy?
If you are in New York over the Thanksgiving period, I'm doing a show on November 29 at Union Hall, 10 p.m. It's called I'm Friends With These People, and it's a show about the fact that I am friends with some people here, and I'm going to show a live voice. It's just a stand-up show, but it's going to be really fun. It'll be one of my last shows in the States for a little bit, so if you are in town,
Please come along. He's one of the funniest there is.
And look out for his new podcast next year.
Oh, yeah. I can't say anything about it, but I am banking. I'm recording a podcast with these two knuckleheads this Thursday afternoon. So if you're in Bushwick and you want to swing by 57 Grove Street.
Also, really quickly, my album comes out 12/6. Pre-order that. And the release show is December 5th. Guy doesn't want to be there, so he's leaving the country.
Hell yeah. Get over there. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Get on the Patreon. Keep it crispy. We love you. Bye.